StoryCorps Orlando is sponsored by Orlando Health.
And now it's time for StoryCorps Orlando. Andrea Gerard speaks with her partner Alex Banks about her experiences running away from home, getting her GED at the age of 16, being homeless, being a mother, maintaining focus to achieve her goals, and ultimately succeeding in her life.
All right, our first question to Andrea. When have you been most satisfied in your life?
Two times, actually. The first time, I would say, would be actually three times. First time, when I got my GED. I was 16 years old, and I had gone to school for a year in Lowell, Mass. I didn't think I was going to do it. Really bad at math, struggled the whole time. And I passed all my tests. I literally remember walking into the school. It was a Lowell High School, hearing the door slam. It was just a few people in a room sitting down and them going, go. And me thinking, I gotta pass all these tests. I walked out and I was like, I didn't finish. I didn't finish. Then I got my scores and I did. I remember my graduation day. So that was my first big day. Second would be my daughter, giving birth to my daughter, Mia. Best day of my life. I felt motivated, excited, scared, a love I had never felt before in my life. And third would be when I got my college degree. Never thought it would be me moment. I almost didn't want to walk. I tried to convince everybody while I was in the waiting area that I really didn't need to walk because it wasn't necessary because I was so scared about walking out. But those would be my top three.
What makes you different when you walk into a room?
I think I see the world differently. I think I see the world through my experiences. So typically I don't, I probably don't see myself in the room, which makes me different.
Who is your role model and why?
I don't have a role model. I wasn't fortunate enough, I think, to have those people. I think I've been introduced to people along the way in life that have influenced me and motivated me. Anything from a neighbor to a boss, a coworker. Whenever I do think about someone who I feel has influenced me the most in that way, it would be my first boss off of public assistance. Her name is Monica, and I always credit her for my development and growth because I feel that she taught me a lot. She taught me about having confidence. Having come off of welfare, I really didn't have a lot of confidence. Didn't know how to dress for work. Didn't know what was appropriate for work. Wanted to be respected at work and seen as a professional, but didn't really know how to carry myself. She took the time over the years to really, I feel like, groom me, talk to me, motivate me, question me on my actions, my intentions, my goals, really forced me to look at myself and the steps I was taking to achieve what I wanted.
Tell me about a project or accomplishment that you consider to be the most significant in your life.
Me. I think my overall success for me would be a project and a success for me. Everything that I've done for myself, whether it be school, learning how to drive at 25, you know, getting out of public housing, college, raising my daughter by myself, all of it for me is my whole, I feel 39 years, the investment has been in me overcoming my challenges and fears in life.
What's your superpower? Or better yet, what's your spirit animal?
Can I go with superpower? Can it be really corny and cheesy, like love or understanding or something like that? I think that's what it would be, probably. I feel like I have a unique way of investing in people and loving people unconditionally and trying my best to give what I'm searching for in life, what I want. So I would say love, 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 love. I love love. That would be my superpower.
I think as people, we're constantly making things better, faster, smarter, or less expensive. Tell me about something that you've actually made better with just your touch.
I would say my job, most of my jobs. I worked for a long time in nonprofit as a caseworker.
Discuss a specific accomplishment that indicates that you have a drive to succeed.
I lived in public housing for 7 years. I never thought I would ever leave public housing, typically because you're led to believe sometimes that you can't. You won't be able to afford living outside of that. And I didn't want to live there anymore after so many years. I didn't want my daughter to grow up there. I didn't want her to go to high school in that area. So I made it a goal to save money and educate myself on what I would have to do to leave. Thank you, Alex, for coming with me on this journey. I kind of last minute just said, hey, they called me. Would you please come, with no idea of what today would look like? But I'm very excited to be here. Feel very fortunate to have had this opportunity. Very grateful that you came and participated with me on this journey. So thank you for that.
I'm glad you asked. I'm thankful just to be here as well and support you through whatever this looks like.
Andrea Girard and Alex Banks from the StoryCorps mobile booth in Orlando. Produced locally by Juan Gualda at WMFE. Find details and more stories at wmfe.org/StoryCorps.
StoryCorps Orlando is sponsored by Orlando Health.